Tonight, new fires exploding here in California. An army of firefighters attacking flames on the ground and from the air. Thousands fearing for their homes.
And this is growing as we're speaking.
Yes, it is. This is going to get worse.
Also, the race to save hundreds of horses from the inferno. The first big snowstorm slams the deep south all the way up to New England. President Trump giving another boost to Roy Moore, despite allegations of sexual misconduct with teens. Tonight, the new firestorm over what Moore said about slavery. Caught on body cam, police fatally shoot an unarmed father of two.
Crawl towards me! Crawl towards me! Don't go!
A jury finding the ex-officer not guilty. New violence erupts over President Trump's Jerusalem decision. Our Richard Engel in the thick of it. And the new flu warning, how to protect your family.
This is NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt.
Good evening to our viewers here in the West from Ventura, California. There are by now hundreds of destroyed homes just like this as the footprint of this unusual December fire outbreak widens across Southern California tonight. Six large wildfires from here north of Los Angeles all the way down the coast are on the move tonight, forcing more evacuations, sending people and in some cases animals fleeing to safety. It's all about the weather. Unfavorable winds expected to continue, potentially drawing this ugly battle with nature well into the weekend. Once again, Miguel Almaguer leads off our coverage from here in Ventura.
Tonight, this epic firefight spans 200 miles from San Diego to Santa Barbara and Ventura County, a staggering 400 structures destroyed.
I gotta stay for my family.
Firefighter Dave Magdaleno was at home with family when these flames came to his doorstep. His wife and children evacuated. He stayed behind with a garden hose.
I'm used to it. It's what I do for a living.
With the burn zone the size of the city of Chicago, six major fires are raging. The Thomas Fire is the largest and most destructive. At the Creek and Liberty fires, evacuations lifted. At San Diego's Lilac Fire, where at least 65 homes were lost, near Camp Pendleton, the Marines and the Navy answered the call to duty, deploying helicopters.
It was awful. It was horrible. I don't know what else to say.
The air attack held back the Rye Fire near Six Flags Magic Mountain. 212,000 residents driven from their homes by the Santa Ana winds that haven't stopped.
When a tornado hits the Midwest, there's no stopping it. When a hurricane hits the East Coast, there's no stopping it. When the Santa Ana winds come in, there's no stopping them.
The flames destroyed Eric Allison's home.
I remember standing here in this torrent of flame, and I stood there. I couldn't believe I stopped and just looked, but I was just defeated.
Entire neighborhoods in the city of Ventura have now been wiped off the map. But tonight, 8,700 firefighters are still on the front lines, a battle they may fight well into Christmas.
Tonight, this fire is burning in mostly rugged terrain, but there is concern hot embers from a blaze like this could travel to nearby communities. This entire weekend, they will face extreme fire danger. Lester?
All right, Miguel Almaguer. And standing here where we are in Ventura, the winds are considerably calmer than what we've seen over the past few days. But in the steep canyons north of us, in Ojai, where fire is still raging, the winds continue to howl at times. And just as troubling for firefighters, they are rapidly shifting directions.
There's flames right there on that hillside.
Driving up a narrow, smoke-choked canyon road outside Ojai, California.
There's some strike teams gathering here.
We soon came face to face with the teeth of this fire burning on two sides.
We have 40 acres up above.
It's also where we ran into Patrick Yerger, hoping to check on his property and animals, but realizing there's no way in.
As much as we love our property, we're not going past this point. This is serious. This is a death trap.
And this is growing as we're speaking.
Yes, it is. This is going to get worse.
With fire all around us, we're about to understand just how unpredictable the Santa Ana winds really are.
I want you to look at just the smoke plumes coming up over here. So this entire hillside now above where we are There's fire burning, and I don't know if I'm going to stop for a second if we can actually hear. What an ominous sound. Listen. It sounds like a jet airplane up there, but that is fire being pushed by the wind. Our escort said we simply can't go any farther. In fact, he's backing us off right now. It's coming this way. There it is.
Like now.
It's coming this way. We got to go.
So we got in our vehicles and came about a half mile away, and now we get a better perspective of what we were actually in the middle of. There's the flames working one side. That canyon is a very dangerous place to be right now, so we wisely backed off.
And in those brief moments, we learn the mantra every firefighter here lives by.
You got to keep your head on a swivel, you know, pay attention to fire behavior, because it gets dangerous out there.
And by the way, there have been numerous smaller fires across the area that haven't made the news, including one in Los Angeles. And that's because the crews have managed to quickly amass on the location and knock them out. Turning now from fire to ice as the season's first major snowstorm takes aim from the deep south all the way through New England. Some 60 million in the path, even parts of Texas seeing snow for the first time in more than a decade. NBC's Blake McCoy has details.
A rare sight across the deep south and parts of Texas. An early blast of winter leaving a blanket of snow.
This is crazy.
And ice. For drivers, treacherous conditions, including a 15-car pileup in San Antonio. Houston seeing its first snowfall in 8 years.
It's gorgeous, guy.
Leading to snowball fights at one elementary school. Snow totals across the south range from 1 to a whopping 6 inches. Birmingham on the high end. Their first snow before Christmas in 2 decades, and temperatures could drop into the 20s overnight. Across Louisiana, more than 50,000 people are without power.
This storm will continue to ride up the East Coast through the weekend with snow all day on Saturday, and then it will exit New England by late Sunday morning. As for snowfall totals, we'll see a widespread 2 to 4 inches from D.C. up to Boston.
Well, in Atlanta.
But I'll take it as long as it comes and goes very quickly.
Schools and businesses closed early. Drivers fearing a repeat of the crippling 2014 storm known as Snowmageddon. Tonight, the Deep South under a deep freeze.
Here in Atlanta, the snow is expected to continue falling through the night. And to give you an idea of just how unusual this is, more snow has now fallen here in Atlanta so far this season than in Chicago. Lester?
That's pretty remarkable, but a lot of winter ahead. Blake, thank you. 4 days before a critical special election in Alabama, President Trump is in the region tonight for a visit the White House says is not directly related to embattled Senate candidate Roy Moore. But the former judge's campaign is seizing on the visit. NBC's Gabe Gutierrez is there.
Tonight, the president of the United States is essentially campaigning for a man facing allegations of child molestation, tweeting, "Vote Roy Moore." The Alabama Senate candidate strongly denies the accusations, and his campaign tells NBC News it's actively encouraging supporters to attend tonight's rally in Pensacola, Florida, some 20 miles from the Alabama state line. Michelle Lovett drove here from Mobile.
I was very pleased that he came out and endorsed Moore.
Today, Beverly Young Nelson, who first came forward publicly 3 weeks ago, blasted President Trump for endorsing Moore.
I guess we as women don't matter because we are not part of the old boys club.
She claims Moore assaulted her when she was 16 and had previously signed her yearbook, but Moore's campaign insists it's a forgery. Today, Nelson admitted she wrote her own notes beneath the signature.
She added that to remind herself of who Roy Moore was and where and when Mr. Moore signed her yearbook.
Moore is drawing fire for what he said during a campaign stop earlier this year. According to the Los Angeles Times, Moore was asked, what did the president's slogan, "Make America Great Again," mean?
The family were united. Even though we had slavery, they cared for one another.
Moore went on to say that many of the founding fathers' problems had been corrected, and today his campaign fired back.
All of a sudden, y'all take a quote out of a paragraph and say, oh, he's for slavery. That is ridiculous.
President Trump just took the stage here in Pensacola. As for Democrat Doug Jones, the key to the Alabama race might be African-American voter turnout. This week in civil rights icon Congressman John Lewis will be among those campaigning for him. Lester.
Gabe Gutierrez tonight, thank you. Another lawmaker has resigned over allegations of sexual harassment. Arizona Congressman Trent Frank stepped down after the Republican admitted he approached two female staffers about becoming a surrogate mother. One former aide reportedly says Franks repeatedly asked her to carry his child, even offering her $5 million. Franks resigned after a House ethics investigation was opened into potential sexual misconduct. There are chilling new details in the shooting at a New Mexico high school that left two students dead. Police now say the gunman planned his attack in advance, made himself look like a student to get into the school, and that he had been on the FBI's radar. NBC's Tammy Leitner has the latest.
Police say 21-year-old William Atchison detailed his twisted plot.
You understand how focused he was and how deranged he was.
He disguised himself as a student, arriving at 8 a.m., hiding in a bathroom until football player Francisco Fernandez walked in. He shot and killed him, then killing cheerleader Casey Marquez in the hallway.
Anyone have a description of suspect?
He fired into classrooms as teachers locked doors. Students took cover under desk. He killed himself when police arrived. Police found a note in his pocket saying, "Work sucks, school sucks, life sucks." Tonight, the FBI revealing they spoke to Atchison and his family in 2016 after he asked an online forum which gun works for a mass shooting. The investigation was closed. Tonight, a community searching for answers as it mourns the loss of two young lives. Tammy Leitner, NBC News, Aztec, New Mexico.
In the Middle East today, a Palestinian day of rage over President Trump's move to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and relocate the U.S. embassy. There were 30 separate clashes in the West Bank and Gaza and more protests throughout the Muslim world. At least two people were killed. Our chief foreign correspondent, Richard Engel, was in the middle of one of those clashes in Jerusalem.
Today, Palestinian anger erupted in Jerusalem's old city.
The police have moved in quickly to break up the protests. They are not allowing the protesters to move out of the old city, but I don't think this is over.
Palestinians claim Jerusalem is their capital too, but Israel showed them just who runs this city.
Okay, you don't need to push it. All right. Problem with being pushed. We found ourselves directly in the middle here. The Israeli security forces are trying to break up the demonstration but before they're able to congregate. But the Palestinians, this is their way of showing that they don't accept the Israeli claim to Jerusalem.
It was an aggressive crackdown, but over quickly.
Jerusalem is for everything for us as Palestinians. We can't live without Jerusalem.
Anger over President Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital also at the UN today, where U.S. allies stood side by side in criticism.
We disagree with the U.S. decision. It is not in line with Security Council resolutions.
UN Ambassador Nikki Haley.
The UN has done much more damage to the prospects for Middle East peace than to advance them. We will not be a party to that.
But people here fear with President Trump's move, the peace process is over. Richard Engel, NBC News, Jerusalem.
The new jobs report is out. The U.S. added another 228,000 jobs last month, beating economists' expectations. Though wage growth remained underwhelming, the unemployment rate held steady at 4.1%, a 17-year low. Some good news as we head into the holidays. Still ahead tonight, a shocking confrontation between police and an unarmed man in the newly released video of that deadly encounter. Also, the new warnings tonight about the flu and why health officials are increasingly concerned. We'll tell you what you need to know. We're back now with a shocking and deadly police shooting caught on body cam. The video released just hours after a jury found the former officer involved not guilty for fatally shooting an unarmed father in an Arizona hotel last year. NBC's Morgan Radford has details, and we want to warn you that some may find these images disturbing.
You do that again, we're shooting you. Do you understand?
For several minutes, 26-year-old Daniel Shaver crawled, cried, and begged for his life.
Please do not shoot me. Then listen to my instructions.
Body cam video shows the moment Shaver, unarmed, was shot and killed by police.
Crawl towards me. Crawl towards me. Don't go.
The incident happened in a Mesa, Arizona hotel in January 2016. But police released the footage Thursday, just hours after the officer who shot him was found not guilty of second-degree murder and reckless manslaughter.
Second-degree murder, not guilty.
Police had responded to reports of a man pointing a rifle out a window.
Clear.
But the police body cam footage shows the moment Shaver's hand moves here, seemingly toward his waist. Former officer Philip Brailsford told jurors he thought the father of two was reaching for a gun.
When movements were made that are consistent with drawing a weapon, you have 1 second to make up your mind.
Shaver did not have a gun on him. He was intoxicated and did have a pellet gun in his hotel room related to his pest control job. Shaver's widow now has a $75 million wrongful death lawsuit against the city of Mesa and the police after losing the man she calls the love of her life.
He was my husband and my kid's father, and now all that's left of him is this.
Morgan Radford, NBC News, New York.
We're going to take a short break here in a moment. The big mess on the tracks is parts of a freight train derail. The CDC is warning this flu season is off to a tough start and likely to get more serious. Tonight, there are more than double the number of flu cases than usual this time of year. NBC News medical correspondent Dr. John Torres has the latest and explains what to do to protect your family.
Cleaning crews scrubbing down to sanitize a school near St. Louis that was shut down this week after nearly one quarter of students got the flu.
Right now, I don't really want to be out in the general public just because there's so many kids that are sick.
And across the country, it's going to get worse as the holidays approach, with families traveling and spending time together in close quarters. Today, the CDC reported widespread flu activity in 7 states. 10,000 cases have already been reported so far this year. That's more than twice as many as last year at this time. Doctors are also worried that the flu shot may only be 10% effective against this year's main strain of the flu. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't bother getting the shot.
We very well could get a lot of protection from just getting vaccinated. Everybody should be getting it. It's safe in anybody who's over 6 months of age.
Those over 65 should get a special version to boost their immune system. Important because they're at a higher risk of having a heart attack or stroke after the flu.
Because as you age, your response to vaccines can sometimes wane.
It's really important to get your flu shot now because it takes 2 weeks to fully kick in, which would be just in time for the holidays. Dr. John Torres, NBC News, New York.
A major freight train derailment in New Jersey today. The train was more than 100 cars long and at least 10 jumped the tracks. The accident also affected commuter train service into New York City. There were no injuries reported. The cause is under investigation. When we come back, I'll have some final thoughts at the end of a devastating week here in California. Welcome back, and let's take you right into the air right now for a pretty dramatic image of the fire burning in the mountains just north of Ventura here, almost looking like a volcano. Firefighters have their work cut out for them as they head into the weekend. Some final thoughts before we go, and a distinction worth noting. While there are lots of homes destroyed here, including entire blocks in some cases, it's important to know the sense of community is resistant to the flames. Across the area, neighbors are still neighbors. We've seen many huddled together in front of blackened foundations or asking about the neighbors across the street or down the block, even as they deal with their own loss. We have learned to expect an outpouring of kindness and compassion at moments like this, and we've not been disappointed here in Southern California. The losses here are shared, and so too, we suspect, will be the recovery. That is NBC Nightly News for this Friday night from California. I'm Lester Holt. For all of us at NBC News, thank you for watching and good night.